You may be seated. You have your pen, your pad, your Bible. Is it warm in here to you? Just don't put that on. I want you to write a few words down. I want you to write the word unusual. I want you to write the word ultimate. Also write the word unstoppable. And then I could go with a few more words, but I'm going to give you this warning. What we are aiming at tonight is unlimited. So I want you to step into the new year with those steps to walk in that unusual thing going to happen to you. Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. I had been praying. I usually just start praying in the month of December about the New Year message, about what God wants for the next year, 2020, coming. And my wife and I was eating lunch and talking. I sat across in our kitchen table. I sat across from her. We're facing one, even though we got a big flower in between us, but we peep around and see each other and talk a little bit. And I had been asking the Lord. She knew I was praying about the new year, but she never interrupted me. But she knew I'm always seeking God's face. And I know coming here today, we listened to two songs. One's a romance song, and I don't know what the other one was. It came out of her mouth. We have only just begun. And I heard it clear, because I was asking the Lord, what was this new year going to be all about? And in spite of what's going on or what it seemed like, I don't care what it looked like you're losing or look like things are not going right, you will enter into the new year anointed with revelation. We have only just begun. Now that's powerful. I have accomplished a few things in my life. Have you? I've accomplished a few things I'm thankful for. How about you? But here it's telling me I'm just beginning. And so in this new year, there are some keys that I'm going to give you for a few moments. I'll preach for a few moments. I'll minister for a few moments. I feel the presence of God. I almost changed song a few minutes ago. Y'all were jumping and shouting and having a good time, but I almost changed it. But they pull it out. They pull it out. Yeah, you see, and it didn't happen tonight, but you can sit there. Sometimes I've been sitting in meeting, not just at this church, other church, and I'm wearing the anointing and sung the song, the anointing just left and went out the place. So that's why I'm ticky about song. Now Terry pretty good about this. She must be praying, because she usually hit a song that go along, and I keep my anointing. But sometimes, you know, you got to be anointed to minister the word. You know, you just got to have the Holy Ghost, or you're not going to do much. Philippians 3, you found it yet? I want to begin reading at the 10th verse. That I may know him. That's talking about Jesus. But not only know him. See, seem like knowing him and this next statement is a little different. You know you're saved. But do you know the power? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You see that? That seemed like two things to me. You can know him, but not really know the power of his resurrection. And that's where we got to go in this new year, knowing both. And then he says, in the fellowship of his suffering. Sometimes there are some things you're going through to bring you somewhere else. Talk to him up in here. Let me say that again. Sometimes there are some things you're going to. It seems like you're suffering. But sometimes, listen, it's to shut you down, to get you out the way so you'll turn enough to God that he can show you another way. Sometimes we think we know, and God has to shut us down that we can turn to him so he can really show us. How many with me now? Are you listening to me? See, so all the time when you're going through some type of suffering, it doesn't mean you have done anything wrong. It means that God is pointing to a new direction for you. So you need to have patience. You know, you need to not be discouraged when things are not going right. Because everybody in life, in this life, sometime things don't go right. See, sometimes things don't go right. But that's all right. You still got a hold of his hand and his power. He's going to work it out. Are you following me? So that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable unto his death. Who heard that? Being made, what that mean, being made conformable unto his death? That to live the life in the spirit, many moments you have to die in the flesh. Many times for the unusual to come, the usual has to die. No, you didn't hear that. Many times for God to take you into a place you've never been before, the place you've been have to die. Because it's a truth, after every crucifixion, if you handle it right, there's a resurrection. Some old things have to die to make room for the new thing. How many of y'all ready for some new thing in your life? You new, fresh from heaven. Yes. So you see that. Now let's read the 11th verse I'm going. And if by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I have already obtained, either or already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Now you see, you're not there yet. Now that word apprehended is used three times. Apprehended. You see, you can't appreciate something you don't have a hold of. Religion will rob you. Religion will rob you from the revelation of the resurrection. Religion will make church normal. But revelation keep an expectation. You don't know what's going to happen when you come in the presence of God. You don't know what God's going to say to you. You don't know what God's going to do for you. And there's three things I want you to catch a hold of here. It's not so much of what God do to you. It's not so much what God can do for you. Oh, but my brother and sister, is what God can do through you. When you become yield to him, that he could push special things through you. Things that are not average, things that are not normal, things that you can't fully explain but by using the word hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, you know, some things are happening in your life, you don't have the English word to describe it. So what you do, you go ahead and praise him and say, hallelujah. Some places you'll get in life, you don't know how you got there. But you know somebody bigger than you brought you. And you don't have words to express. So what you say, praise the Lord. Thank God for his goodness. You want those type of things to happen in your life. Things that you can't really put your finger on, but you know he did it. That's what you have to expect in this new year. Things that happen in your life that you can't explain, blessings and favor that come in your life that you can't explain, but you know who did it. Yield to God. Let God do some extra things through you this year coming. Let 2020 be a spiritual vision of 2020. You know, naturally, 2020 eyesight. But we need a 2020 spiritual vision in this new year. So sometimes the Lord, you see, sometimes you can't apprehend normally what God apprehend. You can't catch it. You can't understand it. But the Holy Ghost help you by giving you comprehension and enabling you to grab a hold of something you couldn't grab by yourself. Are you ready for that kind of action in your life? Do you know God's about to talk to you? Do you know God is about to put you in another position, a position that you've never been in before? Do you know something is about to happen to you? You're going to roll out of this old year in the new year with unusual things happening to you. You got to get ready for this tonight. You got to get ready. We have only just begun. In other words, you've been bikotala nyeshaka. You might have been on this journey 25, 30, 40 years, but something is going to happen in the span of the next 25 minutes. That's going to rapture you and get you ready for so many blessings going to come in 2020. You have to be ready for it. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Yeah. You have to be ready for it. All right, let me try to finish reading here. Verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Here we go. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now we'll come back there. Go to Hebrews chapter 12 now. Hebrews chapter 12. Just for a moment. Hebrews chapter 12. Unusual thing. Unlimited. Unstoppable. Going to the ultimate. Not going to stop on the third floor anymore. I'm going where God wants me at. I'm not going to let men level me off, saying nobody never been there before. That's the place I want to go. That's the place I want to see some unusual things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stick with me a minute. Chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews, verse 1. Wherefore sin, underline that word sin. Sin. Say it, sin.
Sin.
We are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Now notice what it said next. Let us lay aside every weight. Let us do what?
Lay aside every weight.
And the sin which does so easily beset us. And then it tells us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now, he just talked about Abraham, Moses, Isaac, Sarah in the 11th chapter, how they done extra things by operating in faith. Things that was out of the ordinary. That's the cloud of witnesses. Then in the second verse now, look what the second verse says. What's the first word?
Looking.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Sometimes you go through something. Despising the shame. Sometimes you go through something. But at the end, you sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, no matter what you're going through or what you go through in the new year, know it's going to work out in your favor. Know it's going to work out in your favor. Now turn back to Philippians for a few minutes, the third chapter. And I want to emphasize the word forgetting. In a few moments, we're going to have to forget what happened last year. And we're going to have to dump some things that didn't work in our favor. We're going to have to take them out of our thought vocabulary. Take them out of our thoughts. Leave them. forget some things. See, a lot of time you can't get where you're going because you're too busy back here. Forget your mistakes. We all made mistakes this year, but don't let them go into the new year with you. Tell them, say, no, you can't cross the line tonight. I'm through with you. So forgetting, and then forgetting is dealing with the past. But here in the future now, reaching. You know when you reach for something, you kind of stretch. You really don't have what you want to have, but you're reaching for it. Have you ever reached for something? You know, something up on the shelf a little higher than you. You got to kind of get on your toes sometime to grab it. Well, there's some things in life waiting on you. But I want you to go in the new year reaching. Come on, reach out. Reaching. You know, stretch your hand. No, y'all just grabbing. Reach. You got to stop grabbing. Reach. When you grab, you might get something you don't want. And then on the third line, reaching is in the present. Forgetting is in the past. Reaching is in the present. But then we come to this great truth where we're busting into the future, where you press. Things try to stop you from getting there, but you won't let them stop you. You ever had to press through? That big football player back there, he know about pressing. I saw him. I saw him press. You got to know how to press. When you're trying to get somewhere, you got to press your way through there. Don't care who's standing there. Don't care how big they are. If they're blocking me from getting where I'm going, you got to press. So you see, you go through in the new year, forgetting, reaching, and pressing. Not only forgetting, reaching, and pressing, but I wrote down in these notes, when I went to Hebrews, you're going to have to lay aside some things. And then he says over in Hebrews, run with patience. If you slip down, get back up. And then looking while you're running. Don't look at the situation, but looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. See, you started out in faith. Whatever you start out in faith, Jesus will finish it if you let it. Uh-huh. And then with great joy, you go through things. Now notice there are four or five things I want to share with you for this new year. Further, there in the Philippians 3, in Philippians 3 there, Paul said, in that 10th verse, that I might know him. That I might know him. Now let's not just take that with our Christian experience, but there are things I need to know in every situation. And so no matter what comes in the new year, pause and stop that you might know him. In other words, knowing him is knowing what to do, knowing how he would do it. Having intimacy with God, intimacy with Christ, that I might know what he would do in this situation. That I might let him tell me what to do right now. That I might know him. I don't know what's going on here, but it doesn't matter what's going on. If I know him, I know I can handle it. Somebody talk to me in here. See, in any given situation, pause. Wait a minute. Don't panic. Be still that I might know him. Are you seeing this? Now, anyone y'all want to be honest? I've done it. I've moved out before I knew him in a situation. I tried to use my pat scripture. I tried to say my pat prayer. But I didn't know what was going on. But from now on, no matter what comes, I'm not going to panic until I know him. You understand my language? Until I let him in on it. I think things can happen different if I let him in on it. Don't you think things can happen different if you let, don't you think he's a little wiser than you? Just think about the last thing you dealt with. If you were to pause to know him. If you would not have, don't panic, pause. Don't panic, pause. We are not designed to panic, we're designed to pause. Because when we pause, we turn into another being. When we pause, we come up with manifold wisdom that we didn't have before we paused. When we pause, we come up with an understanding that is not normal. Are you following me? Don't you wish you'd have heard this message before you had that last mess up? When you tried to handle that thing so fast, you flashing scriptures all over the place, spitting and praying all over the place, but not pausing and waiting on God. Somebody here know what I'm talking about. Don't you know you're going to have a brand new time this year? Now you're going to know I'm pushing the pause button. I don't know what to do right now. These pushing have come against me. I didn't do them nothing. I don't know what to do right now, but I'm not going to fight back. I'm going to pause right here. Bible said that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You see, you lose strength fighting battles in your own strength. You a child of God. You got a helper on the inside of you who know every answer, who know every turn to make. Are you following me? Oh, this is going to be a good year. Because I know how to pause. I know everything that's coming against me cannot destroy me, because I know I got somebody in me that is greater than everything around me. For the Bible said, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I've overcome them. So I know when I pause, I've overcome everything that's trying to overcome me. Actually, there's nothing can overcome me. There's nothing can overcome me, because I got the overcomer on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I said I have the overcomer on the inside of me. Therefore, in 2020, nothing gonna overcome me. I know how to wait on it. They call it in the old school tarrying. Tarrying till I get insight. Tarrying till I get understanding. Tarrying till I get wisdom. How to handle this thing from on high. Tarrying till I get under open heaven and stop all demonical power. Tarrying till I get strong and strong on the inside. Tarrying till I can step in Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Tarrying that I don't have to fight my own fight, but I can fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on my eternal right that come down from heaven, that I know how to tarry. This going to be a tarrying here. I'm not going to fight every little thing come up. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Are you listening out there? 2020 is going to be a powerful year. I'm going to dance when I'm in trouble. I'm going to shout when the wall's still standing. Because I know if I shout right, all walls got to fall. My enemy can't hold me when I'm operating in the Spirit of God and not operating in my own might and in my own strength. But I'm operating in the strength of God. I wish I had somebody praying the other night. I'm going in 2020. I'm not going to be the same. I'm going to operate in a different function and a different power, because I'm hearing the word of God tonight say, I'm forgetting the thing behind me. I'm reaching to the thing before me. And then the thing that don't look like they want to move, I'm going to put pressure on it. I'm going to press in prayer. I'm going to press in praise. I'm going to press in revelation. I'm going to press in the wisdom of God. I'm going to press with the blood on my hand. Jesus. Good God Almighty. Sit down. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down a minute, sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. Good God Almighty. It's not going to be the same here. It's not going to be the same. 2020 They're talking about the pressure, and they're talking about the millennium, and they're talking about Marxism, and they're talking about all of this stuff going on, socialism and secularism. Yeah, but none of it's better and stronger than spiritual. So I'm going to walk in the spirit. I'm not going to walk in the secular world. I'm not going to walk with them. I'm going to walk at another level. I'm going to get men saved. How they see me walking in my power and the glory of God. Oh, my goodness. Sit down, sit down. So these four things, that I might know him, number one. Then the power of his resurrection. Say that, the power. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. The power of his resurrection. Turn with me. I'll show you two things in Ephesians that are going to serve you well in the new year. The first thing I want to show you is the third verse in the first chapter. And I want to make the statement that it's already yours. It's already mine. It said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see that? What it said then? So all I got to do is stay in the spirit. So Paul knew that. And Paul knew that was resurrection talk. So here in Ephesians, a prayer that I get on my knees and pray every day, sometimes two and three times a day. Then if somebody in my family or somebody in this church in trouble, I call their name. You see, right here. Notice this prayer. Verse 17. Ephesians 1, 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto Rana the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. See, I'm praying for Rana now. What I asked him to give him? Woo-hoo! You imagine if you get that, somebody praying for you about that? You see, that takes you back to verse 3. That take back no matter what Rana going through. Verse 3 say he already got it. But he can't get back there without going back in the spirit. See, you can't get there by just reading verse 3. Paul knew this stuff is too heavy, I'm talking to him, and they're not going to be able to get there unless I pray for them. Yeah. You see, you have to have revelation to walk in things that are already yours in the spirit. Invisible things. Things that have not manifested yet. Things that have not been demonstrated yet. See, but I tell you what, go tell that, I tell you what's going to happen to you this year. You're going to be a demonstrator. You're going to have a lot of demonstration in your life. A lot of things going to come to you supernaturally. Everybody else going to be crying. You're going to be laughing. Just because of this very night, something being imparted to you to take you in 2020 in full power. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Man, well, you can't go with that. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Oh, my God. Anything I'm dealing with, I'm operating in the spirit of wisdom and the revelation of the knowledge of him. Can't you see that? That I'm not a normal person? Can't you see that? I'm not a religious person? Can't you see that I'm a person who walks in revelation? Can't you see that there are things that pass my understanding that I'm operating in? Can't you see that? That I have the unsearchable riches of Christ flowing through me and the manifold wisdom of God flowing through me. Can't you see I'm not a normal man? Can't you see I'm not a normal woman? Can't you see I got special help with me whenever I'm operating on something, wherever I'm functioning? Can't you see somebody else got my hand? Can't you see somebody got my back? Can't you see I'm not by myself? Can't you see as the victory belongs to me now? Now! That's your new year coming. You'll be bold as a lion and gentle as a lamb and wise as a serpent. Paul prayed for him. Paul said, don't y'all have to live like natural people. Don't y'all live a usual life. Let God do something unusual for you. Don't go through the same pattern. God has plans for you.
Yes.
Plans that man can't stop and man will not understand. So if you're going to live a God life, you're not going to be able to please everybody. Some you're going to have to leave on a certain level. They're going to be hot. They're going to be cutting up, but keep moving. Because I want what God wants for me. I want to be what God wants me to be. How about you? I'm going in this new year bold as a lion. I'm going here in the new year blessed. Sit down, sit down, sit down. I'm going to close in a minute. Sit down, sit down. Sit down, sit down. Notice verse 18 now. Notice verse 18. You with me? How many of y'all with me in the Bible? He's praying a prayer for verse 3. You got to see it. You can't see it on your own. It's not about your feeling. It's not about what you're seeing around you. No, 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 no. Don't look at the facts. Let the truth come in. You see, the facts can't change the truth, but the truth can change the fact. And in this new year, you're going to be seeing things that the person standing beside you is not going to see. They're worried about you. You see, better worry about yourself. I know where I'm going. See, I'm not walking by what I see. I'm not walking by what I feel. But I walk by faith and not by sight. Can you see that? Can you see the criteria of your life going to change in these next 15, 20 minutes? You're going to operate different. You're going to be functioning different. Don't expect the regular. Tell the person next to you, don't expect the regular tonight. Don't expect the regular tonight. Don't expect the regular tonight. The Holy Ghost is going to come in here. Don't expect the regular. You need power to go in this new year. The Holy Ghost is packing some unusual thing for you right now. He's packing and I'm prepping. When God sends you a package, you got to know how to open it. You can't open it ordinarily. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get somewhere. He said in the 18th verse, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know. Now these three things. What is the hope of his calling? Number two, and what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Now I'm trying to get to number three. Because he's talking about that I may know the power of his resurrection. I was trying to get to number three. These three things that unfold here. But look in verse 19. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
And what is the exceeding? How many of y'all know what exceeding mean? Huh? Let me give you a glimpse of it. Let me give you a glimpse of what exceeding mean. Look in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. We'll come back there. What exceeding really mean? Because I don't know if you brought your shouting clothes. You don't even know what exceeding. Now unto him that is able to do. Whew. Now notice though, now you didn't get to the part I want you to get to. I know the exceeding. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I see that. But I see something even greater than that in that voice. No, I didn't say according to the power. No, I didn't say according to the power. The power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us. He's not able to do it if the power not working. What power? The power of the resurrection supposed to be working in you. Now, we're in 2020, in a few moments ago, a few months business to come, in 2020, you'll be able to say, this is what? It'd be Wednesday, right? Thursday, something come up. You say, the power working in me? Now, you're talking about the power that the grave couldn't hold. You're talking about power that the demons couldn't stop. That same power working in me. So therefore, anything that's trying to bind me up got 3 days. Because I'm coming out. See, because I'm aware of the fact that, look at Romans 8:11. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. Are you looking? Are you seeing me? Are you looking? Are you listening? I'm almost through. The same spirit that raised, not later, right now. The same spirit, the same power. The same, let me say it another way. The same strength that raised Jesus from the dead is in me to raise me from anything that comes in my life. I might be here temporarily. It might look like I'm losing for a while, but I know I have a power working in me that I'm coming out of this situation. No matter what you're dealing with tonight, I believe the Spirit of God is here tonight to pull you out of places that you don't want to be in. Oh, talk to me up in here. I believe the anointing of God right here now to shake your life up and to tear down anything that's holding you down. I wish I could get 3 more people to say hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them there's going to be a different year. Hallelujah. Notice this power now. What is it? Look at verse 19. I got stuck here. I got some more things. But look here. And what is the exceeding greatness of power to us who believe? I mean, verse 19 of the first chapter. You there? According to the working of his mighty power. How he did it now? What he wrought in Christ. When? And did what else? Notice verse 21. Notice verse 21. Notice verse 21, I say. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Notice this. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Notice verse 22. He brought your shouting clothes and hath put all things under his feet. Now I know, you know what he said in Luke 10:19? Look at it right quick. Behold, I've given you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So what under his feet? Is under my feet. Boy, you're gonna be walking on a lot of things in 2020. Things that been trying to ride your back, you're gonna walk on it. Things that been trying to hold you down, you're gonna walk on it. Because the Lord is speaking to you tonight. Behold, I give you power to walk on it, to tread upon serpent and scorpion and the power, all the power of the enemy. We need to have that in 2020. Walking on demon power, walking on principality. Walking on them because Jesus said we are far above them. Nothing gonna hold me down. Tell somebody that. Nothing gonna hold me down. I mess around and came to the Word of Life Christian Center on New Year's Eve, and I heard from the Holy Ghost, nothing gonna hold me down. I got power on the inside of me. Then he talks about, sit down a minute, the fellowship of his suffering. You go through some things. Don't worry about it. Go through some things. Roy and Bernice house burned down. All I want to know, they right here. All I want to know is Roy and Bernice out of their house? They're in the process of building a new house. She can get her new furniture, change it like she want. I know you'll go through some suffering, but yet on the other hand, weeping may do for a season. Joy. Come in the morning. I can see them laying in their recliner in their new room right now. At a new fireplace. Speaking from a statement of my elder son all the time, which will position us for victory over this year and rest and the rest of your life if you apply this lesson. Here's the statement. My elder son, I've seen him. He's sitting right over. I've seen him. People are talking to him about different situations. And he'll turn around and say, it's all good. Yeah. Write that down. You know why that? Turn to Romans 8:28. You can use that. You can use in your worst moment. You can say it's all good. Turn to Romans 8:28. You can use it in your worst moment. This year, no matter what come up, you're going to turn to Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for them that love God, no matter what it is. God's going to make it work out for you. Do you believe God can work it out? What you're dealing with right now?
Yeah.
Do you believe God can work it out?
Yeah.
Well, get up and shout then you believe God can work it out. Let him 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 work it out. Now watch me. Now watch me. Watch what kind of confidence I have in that. That's over. And then you say, what happened? How you gonna say it's over? You just said it. You see, according to your faith, sometime he's working it out. According to your faith, be it to you. You a child, right?
Yeah.
He working it out. He's working it out.
Yeah,
but I can't find a job. He working it out. Well, I can't find my husband. He working it out. But he working on you. You got all these choices and all these voices. You got to yield to the Holy Ghost. That old boy might have a rash voice. You may not have that rum of your voice you're looking for. But he's the very one going to take care of you and make you happy. God send you a packing, you don't even unwrap it. Then, my brothers and sisters, give me 10 more minutes. Then, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Then, my brother and sister, listen. Leroy says, all good. Now, as you follow instruction, you're being called to function in the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You still here? God has so many great things for us to tap into that our lives are designed. Y'all still laughing about that rash boy with the rash voice, huh? That our lives are designed. There's the Lord talking to you now. I tell you, when you get like this, the Lord be talking to you, because you're the old boy with that smooth voice might not have a job. He might want you to go to work. He may not even look like you want him to look. I wasn't worth a quarter when my wife met me. I was just a crook. Her mama asked her on a week, the week or the day of our wedding. You sure you know what you're doing, Ann? I didn't know. She didn't know where we were headed, that God was going to use us. But she followed, you know, and her mom, before mom went home to be the Lord, I pastored her a while. She got a chance to see. She ain't made a bad decision. God had chosen her for a special position. Apostolically, I live somewhat a lonely life. My family is the only one I really run with, because you can't be out there all the time. You can't. So my family kind of stay around me. My immediate family stay close to me, because I don't. I've tried to have a few friends, but they flaked out. I'm going to give you this quickly now. We are called, well, let me say, God has so many great things for us to tap into that our lives are designed to be unlimited at all times. Write that down. We're being called to stand on the bridge of the new year, stepping into the revelation of the best is yet to come. You might write down Psalm 62. Verses 1 and 2 and verses 5 and 8. Then he said to me, broken lives will be put back together. Broken life. Anywhere your life broken, anything that have shackled your life, he said it will be put back together. According to Ezekiel 37 verses 1 through 10, Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Are you listening? All right, then thirdly, here's another one. Building blueprint must come from the Lord. Psalm 127, verse 1 through 3. Except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain. By using revelation keys, many new doors and gates and opportunities are about to open up to you. And then I heard the Spirit of God say in prayer time, you've been pregnant long enough. It's time for your manifestation. It's time for your demonstration to come forth. It's time for your heart desire to manifest in 2020. Whatever your dream is, whatever your expectation, 2020 gonna be your year. Are you hearing that? You hear, thus said the Lord, 2020 gonna be your year. I tell you what, the worse things get, the better God can move. You ever heard that? Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. God moved better in hard times. Every year of your life have been waiting on this year. You heard that, Glenn? Every year of your life have been waiting on this year. Hallelujah. Man, that's a mouthful from God. He told me right. Every year of your life have been waiting on this year where you're about to flow and flourish and be flooded with favor like this world have never seen. Like this world have never seen. This is the year. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. You're being called to enjoy your benefits to their fullness. Here are some things I want you to take in the new year with you. It's all about Him. Boy, have you ever get that? You ever get that straight? It's not about your house, not about your car. Not by the suit, not by the dress. It's all about Him. Boy, you ever get that down right? You ever get that down right? He'll bless you. Woo, it's all about him. I mean, you want to get in that position at least 15 minutes. You'll never come out of it. You can get in a position that you hunger and thirst for him all the time, no matter where you're at. You could be at a party, but you're still looking for him. They could be singing a song, but you're still looking for him. It's all about him. If you ever get your life in that position, blessing will overtake you and overflow you. It's all about him. It's not about them. No, it's about him. And then we had, it's all good. You wrote that down? And then when this woman, her only child, that the prophet had come through, and the prophet wanted to know, what can I do for you? And she said, she didn't answer him, but they brought the prophet the news that she never had a child. And so the prophet told her, next year this time you'll have a child. But that child died. Now, you know, that's a, you had one child and you couldn't have a child, and you had the child and the child died. But she was going to see the prophet and question the prophet, why you let this happen? But they would ask her on her journey toward the prophet, how are things going? And she would say, it is well. You've got to be able to say it's well when it don't look like it's well. Because you know something. You know God can make it well. She said more than one time. She said, it is well. Well, the prophet sent another guide with her, but she said, no, no, I need you to come yourself. I've tried it. I sent some boys sometimes, the people won't listen. They say, now, where Pa said? And I understand. Sometimes they be looking for you. You understand that? No, you don't understand it. He all right, but my child dead now. You the one brought him in here. You the one had the power. Don't send this other man. This boy, I need you to come see what can happen here. And he finally went, you know. I think he laid on the boy two or three times and called him on back to life. It is well. See, nothing too hard for God. God never too late. So I don't know if anything has changed in your life these few minutes. But you ought to have some changes. That's a $500 check, which you know this hell. Some things ought to have been changed. I'm about to close. Some things that should have been changed in your life. Tonight, God said something that can change your life. You're not the same person who came in here a few minutes ago. You're ready to fight. You're ready to use the power that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Then Jesus had the audacity to say in John 19 and 30. He had the audacity to say, before it happened. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, come on, I want you to hear him now. I want you to hear him. It is finished. So everything in my life already finished. In my favor. Don't panic when it don't look right. Oh, hallelujah. Don't call everybody down the neighborhood. Don't tell everybody your business. Sometimes they make it worse. They say, I'm praying for you, but they're saying for you. You know what happened to so-and-so? She called me and asked me to pray for her. It is mine. I have it now. Now, let me close, children. You're going in the new year. You're going in the new year, riding the understanding. We have only just begun. I've been married 48 years. We're just beginning. I've been preaching 46 years. I'm just beginning. I'm going in the new year. I'm going expecting more to happen in the new year than happened in the last 48 years of my life. 2020 gonna bring in plenty. Put that, write that down. Write that down. I'm talking to you, the Holy Ghost. That just came up out of my spirit. 2020 gonna bring in plenty. Write that down. Say it. Yeah, yeah, amen. Amen. Let me read our text and close now. Let me read it one more time. Let me read it in the 10th verse that I might know him. How many here know him? And the power of his resurrection. What that mean? That mean nothing can hold me. Nothing can stop me. In the new year, I'm not only going to walk in him, but I'm going to walk in the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. Talk to me now. You see that text? And the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. I heard Paul write in Galatians 2 and 20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That sounds like a resurrection to me. Every now and then I have to be crucified. I heard the scripture say, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. The Bible said, he that try to save his life going to lose his life. But he that loses life is the one that saved his life. So in the new year, when things not going right, just know God trying to get you to another place. Sometimes just jump up and shout. When it looks like you ought to be crying, jump up and shout and start dancing and start giving God the glory. Start saying, praise the Lord. The Lord been mighty good to me. Anybody here? The Lord been good to you. If the Lord been good to you, turn around, because you're going in a new year. You're going in a new year where the Lord got his hand on you. You're going in a new year knowing that things are about to get better. Not worse, but better. Yeah, things gonna get worse in the world, but they're gonna get better in your life, because you've been born again. And I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And when things not going right, I got another language I can go into that open the heaven and put me in contact with God. Anybody else got another language when English not working? When the conversation not going right, I jump into another language. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I go in a language where I'm speaking mysteries. I'm speaking secrets. I'm speaking the wisdom of God. I go in a language that changed the atmosphere. I go in a language that changed the anointing. I go in a language that changed my authority. I start praying in another tongue. Somebody pray in tongue a little bit here tonight. You can shift. I shift. I shift by using the gift. I said I shift. Many times I didn't know what to do. My back looked like it was against the wall. But I went into another language. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I went into another dimension. I started praying in the spirit. And the heaven opened. And I heard a voice telling me. I heard a voice telling me everything was all right. I don't understand everything, but I understand one thing, that God got my hand. I don't understand how to do everything, but I know God always making a way for me. Word of life, you're going to live good. You're going to walk with him, and you're going to talk with him. He's going to put his arm around you when you can't make it by yourself. Oh! Let him hug you when you don't know where nobody else to turn to. When none of your friends are talking like they got good sense. When none of your family members seem like they won't lend you a hand. Know you got somebody to put his arm around you. I heard that he never lost a battle. I heard everything he put his hand on turned out to the good. I'm so glad that I'm a child of the King. I'm so glad that I'm a child of God. I got the victory. Thanks be to God for giving me the victory through Christ Jesus. Ask the person next to you, do you have the victory? Do you expect God to bring you out Do you expect God to fight your battle for you? I heard God saying one man had five armies coming against him. He had prayed. He called a church together. He had five armies coming against him. But then a prophet came, and the prophet prophesied. He said, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. The Lord told me to tell you tonight, every battle that come up in 2020 is not your battle. He just let you got in it so he can show you what he can do for you. Don't worry about it. I just want you to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. You will not lose in 2020 because you came to the Word of Life Christian Center in 19. And now you're going into 20. And the impartation was put in you. You got something in you. Gonna hold you through 2020. You're gonna every now and then the Holy Spirit gonna recall something I say. It is well. All is good. All things work together for good. The Holy Spirit, I got the close, y'all. The Holy Spirit gonna remind you how you closed the year out and how you stepped in the new year. Come on to the altar. Come on to the altar. How you stepped into the new year. You stepped in the new year knowing that everything gonna work out all right. Knowing that I'm never by myself. Knowing that two of you agree on earth touching anything, God say he'll make it happen for you. Knowing that I can go on Neway Station. I can call his name, but I can't call nobody else's name. Somebody say his name is above every name. In the name of Jesus, I'm going in the new year. I'm going to walk in the name of Jesus. No matter what come up, I'm going to call the name of Jesus. And if I know I call him, he's surely going to answer me. And I know if he answer me, everything going to come out in my favor. I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not waiting on nothing. I got it right now. Hallelujah. 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 Catch your neighbor hand. Catch your neighbor. What time is it? Catch your neighbor hand. I remember that preacher stood up on me and said, it's almost 12 o'clock. What time it is? Any of y'all got a watch? I've been preaching y'all for y'all to have. Huh? Yeah, lift your hand. Let's go in the new year right. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. 11:56. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. Jesus. I haven't taught y'all enough for y'all to have a watch. Hallelujah. Now, no matter what you've achieved in life, remember what the Lord taught us. We have only just begun. In other words, we're going to this new year fresh. Obstacles will come, things will happen. But based on what the Lord is saying to us tonight and what the proclamation of the gospel have said, all we got to do is make sure you got this, what you got, MP3, whatever, and listen at it. And the Lord was saying, he's dotting some things for you, all right? Now, Father, we thank you for the whole year and all you have accomplished in our lives. You've accomplished a lot in the old year, but now we stand in a few minutes. We decide to be in your house. A lot of parties going on, a lot of dancing, a lot of hollering and stuff going on. But we decided to come here and say thank you. And to say to you, you are the most important person in our lives. We didn't want to start the new year with nobody else but you. Thank you so much. Thank you what you brought us through, Lord. We're running this thing in January, March, April, June. We're running into some things, but we're still here. And we're expecting the best. And so, Father, I pray for these who you have sent here today, their families. Some of their children may have gone astray, some grandchildren, whatever it is. I ask that you bring them back home. I ask that, Lord, you take care of them spiritually, take care of them physically, take care of them financially, take care of husband and wives and family. Let them come closer together than ever before. We just thank you so much. We bless you. We bless your name. And we just thank you step by step. You're going to guide us in this new year. We praise your name. 2 minutes, begin to worship. Begin to worship. People, a happy new year's right now. Just 2 minutes. Great. Start worship. Start. By the time you finish, you'll be in the new year. Go ahead. I want you to know this. I don't say this all the time. You have no idea how much I love you and how I want you to make it. So I refuse to compromise in my messages. Spirit of God. And I want you to know you are a special people. God has chosen you to bring certain things into his realm along with the vision. And so, and I know there's a whole lot of people in this church has a lot of respect for me. I know that. I'm not going to let one or two knuckleheads get in my mind. And so I understand that we got places we're going, all right? So y'all just stick with it. I'm trying to get you in alignment with your health now. And in my prayer time, I've tried sometime to compromise. And the Lord said, no, I want you to go teach him this. But he's not teaching you this just for you. The body of Christ, from this nuclear here in Darrow, just like he took us out to teach well, I have my sons now and my daughters, my daughter and daughter-in-law, they're getting ready to put the book out. Help comes to the body of Christ. All the information I taught, all the spiritual and natural and medical things I've taught in that book, you will be able to, at one time they told Jesus, physician, heal thyself. You'll recognize you got a physician on the inside of you. So just know that we're not in a normal pace in this ministry. All these years, I've been hungry for, ever since I've been saved. And I pursue God every day. And so I don't take it lightly when I have to come here and teach to you. I don't want you to take it lightly, all right? Here's your first seed of plenty. Now, Father, we decree and declare that 2020 is the year. Come on. Of plenty, plenty. I'm sowing my seed, and I'm expecting plenty, plenty. In Jesus' name, amen.